choosing Archtop Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
How are you, Phil? I just filled out your application for service. And I'm ready to submit it. I was reviewing it. And one of the things I checked while I was filling it out was actual phone service.
Okay.
I put my existing phone number in. And I don't see it come up under the review of what I've requested.
Okay. And you said you're ready to submit it and you're just not seeing it because you're looking over the review of it. And you did select that you wanted to port your phone number over to us here at Archtop Fiber.
Yes, I did. I assume since I have a Spectrum phone right now that it will not work with Archtop Fiber.
So if you have a landline, because I have
a Spectrum phone line, which is not a landline.
So it's a cell phone line?
I don't know that you'd call it a cell phone line, but it's this phone number or the phone that Spectrum offers, which is an internet phone.
Okay.
It's not a cell line. It's an internet phone. It's a voice over IP.
Okay, it's a VoIP. Okay. We offer a dedicated landline, not a voice over IP line. So that might be the reason why it's not showing up in the order, is because we do not offer voice over IP. We offer a dedicated phone line.
Okay. Well, that's part of your fiber wire that will be coming to the house.
Yes, is the dedicated like physical phone is part of what we offer as our Shop Fiber.
I see. And right now I have a modem that is supplied that the phone is plugged into for Spectrum.
Okay, so if you have an actual phone from Spectrum, they're just...
No, I don't. I do not. I have a phone that I bought. It happens to be a Panasonic phone. It would have like the old style landlines where you'd plug the plug in the back.
Okay.
From whatever came to the house. But instead of plugging that into whatever comes from the street to the house, I plug it into the Spectrum modem.
Okay.
Which makes it voice over IP.
So that's how most of them are these days, is like that. So that voice over IP is still considered a landline according to Spectrum's policies. And it's the same way with us here at Archtop Fiber. That phone number is, while it is being run over an internet protocol,
yep,
it is still considered a actual dedicated landline to the house.
I see. So will your service work with what I have currently?
Yes.
Will Spectrum work if I don't have your service? Meaning I'm using your fiber and I'll have a modem that runs the phone through Spectrum. Will it work with your fiber line?
So long as there's no internet connection to, so the problem with that is with the Spectrum numbers is because they're using voice over IP. They're more than likely going to want you to have their internet service in order to run that. And if you're not running their internet service, they're going to do everything they can to try and convince you to stick with their internet service in order to get that phone number.
Well, that's why I'm asking the question, sir. That's exactly why I'm asking the question.
Yeah.
So I have the answer that no, it will not work. That Spectrum is going to say, oh, no, you have to have our internet service or your phone will not work.
Correct.
So that's the answer to that question. The next question is, I have Spectrum TV.
All right.
Does the fiber, where all of the other companies out there that offer some type of service, when you go on, if you decide to stream, they ask, who's your TV provider? Is it Spectrum? Is it Optum? Is it whoever? How is the fiber wire going to work with any type of TV service? And
So,
will it work? And will it work with Spectrum TV?
So we so anything that has to do with Spectrum, their voice over IP protocols, their cable servicing, their internet protocols, anything that has to do with them will not work on the Archtop fiber internet services. We provide internet and home phone services, and that is all that Archtop Fiber provides.
Okay. So then I guess you cannot use Spectrum TV.
No.
With Archtop Fiber, you have to use some other streaming service.
Correct. You can still, there are a vast variety of different streaming services out there, and we do recommend the use of streaming services as a way of cutting the cord to standardized cable.
Mm-hmm. No, obviously. Yeah. I mean, that's why I think people will eventually all go to streaming services, and Spectrum will take their largest, fastest growing service and stick it someplace. How's that sound? You know what I mean?
I understand what you mean with that.
Well, that's their new slogan, by the way. I see it on the back of the truck yesterday.
Oh, jeez.
Well, you know, that's everybody's got a slogan. So, I guess I could plug my wire for the phone into the Panasonic phone that I have. I have a main phone, and then I have others that are, they're wireless. The phones
All right.
are wireless. They're throughout the house, so I can, you know, have the other phones work as long as I plug the wire into the main base, which it happens to be in my den, and then there's a phone in the bedroom and whatever. They'll work the same way that they work now, as long as you plug the wire into the base.
Yeah, makes sense.
Well, it makes sense. You didn't answer my question. I'm telling you how I think it works, and you say it makes sense. Is that the way it will work?
So plugging your internet in to the base, that is a difficult question to ask without knowing exactly how you're looking for the services to be combined.
You know how a regular phone wire worked originally back when you got landlines from Bell Telephone and Verizon when they had all the
I'm old enough to remember the landlines, yeah.
Okay, well, that's basically how it works. The old style wire that you plugged in that came from the street from, call it Verizon, whoever, you plugged it into the phone and it worked. Right now, all it does is that same wire goes to the modem, which happens to be Spectrum, which supplies, again, makes the phone work. So I'm asking you, with Archtop, if they're going to use fiber, what is it going to plug into?
So we have a dedicated port on our ONTs that actually transmits and transfers our fiber optic signal, which is a light signal, into a digital signal, which can be utilized by a modem router and a physical phone as well. So that way, that's how that information gets transmitted, because all of our information is transmitted via fiber optic cable.
I understand what fiber optic cable is. So there's a port in the, quote, if we want to call it a modem, or the fiber node that will allow me to plug the wire into the phone.
Correct.
And that's how it works. So if I put the node in the den where the modem is for the Spectrum right now, and I run the wire from my phone over and I plug it in and the number is ported and it all works, then it'll be pretty much seamless, I would guess.
Yes, it should be.
Okay. Yeah, I love it should be. Yes, sir, it's going to work fine. And you're not going to have any aggravation. I like better answers.
I'm saying it should be because I cannot control how certain different electronic equipments are going to work. The definite use case is yes, but there is still a not there is a less than not percent of it not functioning properly. So, hence the answer of it should be.
Okay. So now the third question. Let's see if we can get through this.
Alrighty.
I have a router system that runs my internet throughout the house, which is a Deco. That's the, you know what Deco
yes.
routers, the little round cans.
So yes, I do.
That also plugs into the Spectrum equipment. Will there be a way to plug a router system into the fiber? Is there a plug on the node that will allow me to run a router that will give me internet, you know, upstairs, downstairs, wherever?
Yes, actually, there is. The simple answer is it's just a swap of the Ethernet cable porting from that's normally going into your Spectrum router will now instead go into our fiber optic ONT, which is pretty much the relay between the fiber optic network and your home Wi-Fi network.
So it works the same way. It's just a different box.
Yes.
Okay. And it's the same wire and all that good stuff.
Yes, it's just plugging into a different source.
Okay. How big is the node? How big is the piece of equipment?
From the specifications I've seen about our device, it's mm-hmm. It's more circular, like kind of an ovate shape, instead mm-hmm. of like your standard box that you normally see from like Spectrum. From what I can tell, it's about 11.5 inches tall. And in a radius, because it is more of a circular structure, it's about maybe 3 inches wide.
Okay, so it's pretty much, it's probably a little bit higher and not as wide as the modem.
Yes.
I'm just thinking about, you know, where it's going to set and how pretty it might look and all that good stuff. So it's obviously not bigger. It's probably physically smaller than the one that Spectrum uses.
From everything I've seen, yes, they are.
Okay. So the fiber wire you run from the pole, because they've been out on our street here for, well, actually, I think they're done on the street running wire, fiber wire. So they're going to run a fiber wire to the house from the pole out on the street. Correct?
Yep. Usually we follow the path of least resistance, which means we're following along the actual like power cables that come along with everything.
It's all on the left hand side of the house. I had the phone years ago when it was hardwired moved to the other side of the house, so everything came in the same spot.
Oh, okay.
So, and I have I originally had several phones. So there's a lot of wire on the side of the house. It's not all being used. Anyway. Okay, so I think we've got all the questions answered. There's a discount if you go paperless and you do electronic
checks. Yes.
Electronic checks, but they also show credit card or debit card.
So
credit
we
and
do
debit?
It. We do accept credit and debit. The differential is with the electronic check, you're getting a $10 discount on your service. But if you're paying with credit or debit, you're only getting a $5 discount.
Okay, for the paperless. I figured that. I didn't bother to uncheck one to see how it changed, but that's what I assumed, that you would not want to take a credit card and pay fees on a credit card. So, okay.
All right.
I guess I can proceed with hopefully, it's not going to make me refill it all out because it was still open on the phone, and then I called you.
Hopefully not. I can't speak for the website. I am just the customer service representative. I have nothing to do with the website.
I guess I'll find out in a minute.
All right. So,
okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, I think we got through it all, and I think I got my answers. That was the most important thing.
All righty, sir. Well, thank you for calling us here at Our Shop Fiber, and hopefully you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye-bye.